In our previous year, we began a discussion of the question that the Magen Avraham asks. That the Magen Avraham asks, how does the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph Sif Hey, when it teaches us the halakha of saying Parshas Kabbanos every day, speak about saying the Parsha of Chatos after the Parsha Oila, where our Gemara here in Daf Zayin Amud Beis is very clear in teaching us that the Parsha of that you bring it when you have to bring, you bring a chattis, you have to bring the chattis before the oil. So I saw another terrace to this question from the Sefer Das Kedoshim that indeed, as Al Gemara is very clear in teaching us, the chattis comes before the oil. But when does the chattis come before the oil? When you could do the chattis properly. And an important element in being the kind of mitzvah bringing a carbon is the Kohanim eating from the carbon. So now, says the Das Kedoshim, the carbon chatos, bizman hazeh, where we're only being mekayim the mitzvah through saying the parasha, and not by, through saying the parasha, and not by bringing the carbon, is certainly incomplete, because we're missing a very important part. The carbon oil, on the other hand, is never eaten. We know the carbon oil is kulei kolo, is completely burnt on the mizbeach. So therefore, the chatos, the oil, bizman hazeh, has a preference over the chatos. The oil was never eaten. The chatos, which is eaten, were made missing bizman hazeh. Another teretz that the Binyan Shloimeh suggests, that when we speak about the chatos coming before the oila, that's only in terms of the zrikas adam. But when it comes to very similar teretz, but when it comes to the burning of the avrim, the burning of the avrim of a carbon oila precede the burning of the carbon of the avrim of carbon chatos. And the reason is very simple, because the oila is kuloi kolo, is completely burnt on the mizbeach. Whereas the chattis, not all of the avrim, are burnt. So now it's very gishmak. The carbon chattis, when we're speaking about the carbon chattis, the carbon oila, when we're saying it in the kabbonis, we're referring to all elements of the avoida. Included in that element is the burning of the avrim. And the burning of the Avarim, the Oila comes before the Chattis. The Shev Yaakov says a different teretz. He says a very big chiddush. He says, when our Gemara teaches us that you have to bring the Chattis before the Oila, what the Gemara means to say is that if somebody is obligated to bring both a Chattis and Oila, and he's standing here with two Kabbonis, the Karma chattis, like a yoledis. A yoledis, if she brings two birds, one is a chattis and one is an oila, teaches us the Gemara that the chattis comes before the oila. But when the chattis and oila have no connection, then you can bring an oila before a chattis. Another teretz that I saw is that we also, when we say the parashas HaKabbonis, are supposed to speak about the Nesachim. So if you're going to say the parashas chattis for Asham and then parashas oila, you may make a mistake to think that the nesachim are brought with the chattis. But that's not true, because when somebody brought a carbon chattis, there were no nesachim. On the other hand, not to mention the parashas nesachim is also inappropriate, because the parashas nesachim was something, the nesachim was something that was done on the mizbeach. Therefore, the girsa of the Torah, which is not an ounce of Durim, but the girsa of the Shulchan Aruch, was to first say Oila Shlomim, then say the Parshas Nesachim. When you finish saying the Parshas Nesachim, so you'll know that only Nesachim are only brought with the Oila and the Shlomim, and then you'll say the Parshas Chattis and Parshas Ashim. There's a beautiful word from the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi in Parshas Bahaloscha
quotes his father. He says, our Gemara teaches us that when somebody has to bring a carbon chattas and a carbon oila, first you bring the carbon chattas, and afterwards you bring the carbon oila. But there's an exception to that rule. If somebody has to show him, did the aveira of avodah zarah, first you bring a carbon oila, and then you bring a carbon chattas. So he says as follows. The oila is a carbon that's mechaper or machshava on somebody that thought to do something wrong. But we know, says the Kedusha Slavi, that by all averus, en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarf machshava l'maisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't count the machshava. He only looks if somebody violated the avera. What is the one exception? By avoy de zoro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarf the machshava to the maisa. So says the Kedusha Slavi. By all averus, what are you bringing? If somebody was over a lav chas v'shalom, and he has to bring a carbon, what is the carbon mechaper? The maisa, and that's what the carbon chatas accomplishes. However, by the avodah zara, he has to not only bring a kapara for the maisa, he has to also bring a carbon for the machshava. So since he has to bring a carbon for the machshava, that's what the oila does, and machshava precedes the maisa, and therefore you bring the carbon oila first, and then afterwards the carbon chattas. So as we have been discussing, the carbon chattas always precedes the carbon oila. So I saw from the Chassam Sofer, the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, V'yidei midei chodesh b'chotshoi, u'midei Shabbos b'shabbatoi, yovo kabosu l'shtachlois. The Pasuk is speaking about Mashiach, and when Mashiach comes, every chodesh and every Shabbos will have to bring kabonis. Ask the Chassam Sofer the obvious question. Shabbos comes every week. Rosh Chodesh comes every month. So we have a rule. Tadr v'sh'ein tadr, tadr kaidim. So shouldn't the Pasuk have first mentioned the obligation to bring carbon every Shabbos and then only speak about Rosh Chodesh, which comes only once a month? Says the Chassam Sofer. The kabbonis that are brought on Rosh Chodesh, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Havi olai chatos, bring a carbon chatos, al shemi atatias levono. So the carbon that's brought on Rosh Chodesh is a carbon chatos. The carbon that's brought on Shabbos is a gift to Kadosh Baruch Hu l'shem kavod Shabbos. So it's very gishmak. Our Gemara says that a chatos comes before the oil. Therefore, the carbon that's brought every Rosh Chodesh is a carbon chattas. The carbon that's brought on Shabbos is a carbon oila. Therefore, the Pasuk mentions Rosh Chodesh before the Pasuk mentions Shabbos. The Pasuk says that when Noach came out of the Mabel, says the Pasuk, V'yiven Noach Mizbeach LaHashem, V'yas Oilus. The Pasuk says that Noach brought carbon oilus. So I saw from the Pnei Menachem that he asks, why did Noach only bring carbon oilus? Says the Pnei Menachem, that Noach lived, when did Noach bring those kabonis? Noach brought those kabonis after the Mabel. After the Mabel, the world was a clean world. It was a world where there were no more Averis. In a world where there are no Averis, then you don't have to bring a carbon kantas. So that's what the pasuk says. After the mabul, there were no more averis, and since there were no averis, that's why the pasuk says that Noach brought only carbon oils. The pasuk says that after the Mishkan was inaugurated, the pasuk says v'yivarchei v'yered nasoyz achatas v'oyle v'ashlamin. And the Targum Yonason says b'chedva. They were happy. And also, what's pshat v'yivarchei, that he gave them a bracha before they brought the karbonos? So I saw from the Belzer Rebbe that our Gemara teaches us that the chatos comes before the oil. But if you look in the pasuk over there, it says v'teitzei esh, the fire went and it burnt as al oil of as a chalavim. They burnt the oil first. Why did the oil get burnt first? Says the Belzer Rebbe, Aaron saw that this was a tremendous time. It was a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately looked at the Oila without looking at the Chatas. Why? Because Klai Yisrael at that moment no longer needed Parklitim, no longer needed lawyers to defend them. When Aaron HaKadosh saw that Klai Yisrael is standing at such a wonderful moment that they don't need a Parklit, they don't need a lawyer to intercede on their behalf in front of Hashem, says the Targum Yonasim and Azir b'chedva. It was a time of tremendous simcha that we saw how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reacting to us. And it was such a tremendous simcha, Aaron used that moment for Yivarchem to give them a bracha. And I saw a beautiful var to conclude. Every yontif, before duchening, we say, v'se'erav v'necha asir aseinu, ka'oilu k'karbin. So the question is, here we mention oila before the other kabbanis. And in our Gemara we're learning that when you have to bring a carbon, the chatos comes before the oila. The oila comes last. And there in the tefillah that we daven, we say, v'seru v'nechaseru seinu, ka'oilu k'karbon. We mentioned the oila first. So it's sort of a far from say a beautiful word. What are we davening for? V'seru v'nechaseru seinu, ka'oilu k'karbon, ona racham b'rachamecha rabim, Hosher Shchint Noscha Letzirin Ircha. We're davening for a time of Mashiach. We're davening for a time when we will come back to Yerushalayim. In that time, we will no longer need the carbon chatos to be our parklet. We will have the carbon oila. We'll be standing in the time of Mashiach. We'll be standing with the Shchin in Yerushalayim. So we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time when we no longer, like Devart, that by the time that Aaron brought his kabbonis, we no longer will need the paraklitim. So we daven it could be, we could bring the oila we could bring first without needing any interceders on our behalf. And Yerotzen, she is kayim b'meheira b'yameinu.